Let's get into the news. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. President Trump last night stressed bipartisan unity in his State of the Union address with a theme of choosing greatness. He opened up the speech saying, "The agenda I will lay out this evening is not a Republican agenda or a Democratic agenda. It's the agenda of the American people." He also appealed to Congress to act on issues of immigration, prescription drug pricing, trade, and infrastructure. And kind of an interesting thing, he will meet again with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam, and that's planned to happen on February 27th and 28th. So we'll see what actually comes of that. So far, there's rumors that he's still doing stuff over there in North Korea, so I don't know if we're going to ratchet it up on him or what. Like, hey, Kim! Get it together, man.
If anyone can lay down the smackdown, it'll be Trump.
You know what? Maybe, but if he doesn't have Dennis Rodman with him, I don't think anything's going to happen. That's the smackdown power. A Fort Worth, Texas man died after a vape pen exploded in his face and severed a major artery. 24-year-old William Brown's grandma said he purchased a vape pen after hearing that it might help with his asthma. She just was trying to help him out.
It's really been hard. Just unbelievable that this had even happened. He popped it and exploded. And that's when it shot across his mouth and it was that way over here.
Yeah, just the battery, they're saying, is what the problem was.
That's scary.
It's just terrible. She is just emotional. She still can't believe that her grandson's gone.
I miss him already, not knowing that he won't open that door and come through it. So, you know, ever again.
I guess that's the second death with a vape pen. Now, obviously there's different ones out there, but I mean, I don't know. The regulation on them is so questionable because you can get them from other countries and different manufacturers. It's sad, though, because if he was trying to do it to quit, I feel so bad for people.
Well, just don't smoke them at all, because now they're saying that they are just as bad as cigarettes. So maybe don't even smoke them.
Don't do anything. Don't smoke anything. Well, almost anything. This is incredible news this morning, and it has to do with a cougar, not a middle-aged lady coming after a young guy, but a real-life mountain lion. A trail runner in Colorado, imagine this happening to us, was attacked by a young mountain lion and survived by killing the cat with their bare hands.
What?
Yeah, the man was jogging on a trail when he heard something running behind him, which I'd be like, oh, crap, because what is it, a bear? What is this? Just as he turned around, the cougar pounced for his head and his neck. He threw up his forearms to block the attack and turned his back to the mountain lion. The man then jumped on top of the mountain lion, wrestled it to the ground, and was able to smother it and kind of choke it. And I'm sure he didn't want to kill it, but oh my God, don't you assume that you're dead? Right?
That is literally, I mean, I wouldn't be able to function because I'd be too busy pooping my pants.
Yeah, I've wrestled with a cougar one time and she was intense. I was a young guy. I was only like 21, 22. And I'll tell you what, I barely made it out alive, but I did it. And I guess we're all kind of taken, but this is something I say, hello, genius. Especially, I'm thinking of you, Alex, for this one. Samsung smart refrigerator, because you know how like, you can order food all the time or different things as technology gets better. It's like, hey, you're almost out of this, Alex. I'm going to order you more juice boxes. Well, they now have a Tinder-style dating app, but instead of swiping on pictures of potential dates, you swipe on pictures of what's in their fridge.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that genius?
I love it.
Because you're like, oh, like Liv, like if she was single, she'd be like, hummus, veggies,
oh
yes,
my gosh,
yes.
I love that. That's really fun.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's kind of a creative idea, but it's also creepy because people are going to see what's inside of your refrigerator. If you're interested, you can actually check it out. It's refrigerdating.com. That's R-E-F-R-I-G-E-R dating.com. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.